When Victoria was plunged into its sixth COVID lockdown last August, Sikh Volunteers Australia did what they've become famous for, filled the bellies of thousands of people with delicious vegetarian fare. The organisation cooked, packed, delivered nearly 80,000 free meals in 81 days. Now, with Omicron surging across Melbourne, they're kicking into gear again. Jaswinder Singh is the secretary and spokesperson for Sikh Volunteers Australia. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
These are difficult circumstances. How are you doing this time?
Well, we hadn't had planned for this and hoping that 2022 will be an easier, but it doesn't seem like that. And all we can do is just to help the community, and that's what we are trying.
When did you realize you're going to have to ramp up these services again?
So originally the plan was to resume the community services from 5th of January, but even before that, with the research in the COVID cases, as we realize is that maybe we need to muster up and we have to start the free food home delivery services again. So from coming 16th on the Sunday, we are resuming into the full operations and we'll start delivery in KC, Dandenong and Frankston area for 4 days a week.
And how do people get the meals? How do people register with you?
So we issue posters on our Facebook and Twitter channels. We let people know through word of mouth, and that's how it's been communicated. Once the person who need the help get that message, then they can register with us on the numbers we have provided. And from there on, we manage everything right up to the delivery at their home.
And so are you primarily delivering to people who are at home with COVID? Is that the difference this time around?
Yes, because previously we didn't have a problem with the quick kitchen facility and resources. So we deliver to anyone who have requested for the aid. But this time, because we are short of resources, so we are just trying to help the people who are a confirmed COVID case or are living with a confirmed COVID case. That's how the community can have the help, and it will reduce the efforts on the organization as well.
You said you're lacking resources this time. What do you need?
We do not have a kitchen facility, actually.
Right.
So previously,
how are you doing this?
Yes. Previously, what happens is that we are renting the other organization's kitchens and we are preparing the meals there and serving it to the community. But what happens is that this time, the lockdowns are and the COVID thing is different. Everything is still open, but the cases are going up. So there is no kitchen facility that we can rent up. So we decided last year to purchase a facility and build up our own kitchen over there in Cranbourne West. But unfortunately, we didn't get the required permits, and that kitchen facility is never been started. So this year, what happens is that when we are just about out of all the options, we secured a site in Langwarrin, very close to KC and in the Frankston Council. And over there, this property has a commercial kitchen. The owners are very generous, and the settlement of the property is still 4 months away, but they have rented us the kitchen facility, and we are going to use that from this coming Sunday, the 16th of January, and we will operate from there.
And so who's doing the cooking?
We have two dedicated chefs, and they will be supported with the volunteers who will aid them in the cooking.
Okay. And what's the scale of this once you get back up and running from Sunday?
See, the KC, Frankston and Dandenong area, which we have decided to serve in this round, had already 14,000 plus confirmed COVID cases. So we are looking at around 800 to 1,100 meals a day. That is our projection, but it can go up. It is too early to say anything.
Obviously, COVID is circulating pretty widely in the community. How do you protect the volunteers and the people doing the cooking? I imagine that, you know, you're just as exposed as everyone else.
Yes, so what we requested to all of our volunteers that before they commence to the services, they come to the service area, they need to ensure that they do not have any symptoms. If they have, they are requested not to come at all. We are also trying to get hand on RAT kits so that we can test as well that whoever is on the site is not affected with the COVID symptoms or with the COVID virus at all. And that's how we are planning it at the moment. But yes, when we are close to the date, the things will come up and we will build up.
How have you been going trying to source rats? Have you been having as much trouble as everyone else does?
Yes, it's like everyone else. We do not have hand on those kids at the moment, but we are trying our best.
And so what's the response been from the community to all of this work? I suppose as an organization, you've made a real name for yourselves through the bushfires, through the pandemic.
I think community is very supportive and very generous. 2 days back when we have announced this thing on our media pages that, yes, we are going back into the service, everyone responded back. Already more than 2,000 people have reacted to the post. And last night when we have put that, yes, the service is now locked, we are going to start it from the 16th, we have already received many calls. And, I think the whole community and the volunteers will support us this time as well.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to help you contribute, provide you with resources, or if anyone wants a meal, it's your Facebook page. Is that where they need to go?
Yes. And also our website.
Okay. Jaswinder Singh, thanks so much. And thanks for all the hard work to you and the team of volunteers.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Thank you.
That's the Secretary of Sikh Volunteers Australia. You can find them online doing incredible work.